I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time to answer our four-letter geoquiz now. And who better to turn to for the answer than the author of the book The Four-Letter Countries, The Zany Adventures of the Alphabet Traveler. And who might that alphabet traveler be?
Hello, Lisa. It's me. My name is David Jenkins.
David Jenkins, where are you right now?
Lisa, I'm in Spain on vacation at the moment.
That's five letters, David.
It's five letters, but I've completed all 10 of the four-letter countries.
Okay, the four-letter countries, the answer to our geo-quiz today. Why don't you give all 10 four-letter countries to us?
Okay, here goes. I'll start with Peru and Cuba in the Americas. Then we've got Mali, Chad, and Togo in Africa. We've got Oman, Iraq, and Iran in the Middle East. And then we've got Laos over in Southeast Asia. And finally, Fiji in the Pacific.
So there are 10 altogether.
There are 10 altogether.
So where'd you go first?
I went to Oman first. There's a very small area to the extreme north called the Musandam Peninsula, and I went out snorkeling there one day and saw speedboats dashing backwards and forwards alongside me, and when I inquired what they were, I was told that these guys were the smugglers who go backwards and forwards to Iran. I was told that they operate very early in the morning, so I went down into the ports at 6 o'clock one morning in the pitch dark and hid behind the boats and watched them in action, loading all the boats up. And they were smuggling shoes, strangely, nothing very sinister, but I know that they move a lot of cigarettes and alcohol, which, of course, is not supposed to be permitted in Iran. So it was interesting. I sort of sneaked around, and when they didn't shoot me, I just went a bit closer and took my camera out, and eventually they invited me on board, and we all hugged one another, and we took photographs. So that was quite an adventure.
Quite an adventure you had in many places. I understand that at one point, David, you stood on the border crossing from one four-letter country to another. Now, given the border of those two countries, it must have been quite an experience.
Yes, I traveled from one side of Iraq to the other and went up to the mountain border between Iraq and Iran. That was up in the Zagros Mountains, where it was still quite a lot of snow on the ground up there. It took something like 3 hours to get permission from the Iraqis to allow us out of the country.
Did you not have second thoughts about going into Iraq at a time like this?
You know, Lisa, the Kurdish part of Iraq, which is the northernmost three states, I was assured that we would be very welcome and there was no danger. So I felt quite comfortable about it until I discovered the day before I was due to cross that an 850-kilo bomb had just exploded in the in the capital of the Kurdish area. That was a little disconcerting, I have to say. Yeah.
I guess things were a lot calmer in Fiji.
What a lovely place. 300 islands. I didn't manage to get to many of them, but I was able to get into the interior of where they used to eat people about 100 years ago. That was very interesting. Beautiful islands, and I'd be very, very happy to go back there.
Well, it sounds like you had a great trip. Was it worth the effort?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't wait to do the next one.
The next one is what?
The next one is the 10-letter countries, Lisa.
Oh, 10. All right. And so the 10-letter countries, that'll be the subject of a geo quiz later on, but give us your first two or three.
Well, I've already done Bangladesh and Luxembourg, and I'm going to Central Asia in August, and there'll be four 10-letter countries adjacent to one another: Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan.
We'll look forward to your next book, David Jenkins. His book is called The Zany Adventures of the Alphabet Traveler, about his tour of four-letter countries. He spoke to us from Spain. Thank you very much, David. Good luck.
Great stuff. Bye-bye.